Bullies, especially aggressively hostile girls, are a topic of major interest to Rosalind Wiseman. In her nonfiction bestsellers, Queen Bees and Wannabes, and Queen Bee Moms and Kingpin Dads, the educator explored the way adolescent girls relate to the world and how parents relate to their teenagers. Now, she's called on her expertise to write a novel about best friends, high school, loyalty, and doing the right thing. In Boys, Girls, and Other Hazardous Materials, Rosalind Wiseman continues to talk about teenage bullying. She explains why she decided to do it through fiction this time.
Ironically, I discovered, which many authors do, that you can really speak about the truth much more easily in fiction than you can in nonfiction. I was also curious about how to share the stories that kids have told me for the last several years that I've never been able to share in nonfiction because it would reveal who they were or where they came from.
The story opens as 13-year-old Charlie is leaving middle school and some bad experiences behind her. Wiseman includes an incident in which two of Charlie's friends bully another girl during a school trip, and Charlie tries to stay out of it.
They get room together, and the two of Charlie's other friends start to become incredibly mean to Nitty because they want to invite boys into their room. And Nitty says, you know, no way. So it gets really bad, and Charlie does nothing. Her neutral stance doesn't look like it's neutral. It looks like she's siding with the girls who are being mean and racist.
High school gives Charlie a chance to redeem herself.
She meets Nitty again, but that actually is a way for her to truly reconcile and figure out and take responsibility for her behavior from before.
Although she's previously focused on girls, Wiseman notes that boys have never been strangers to bullying or being targeted by bullies. That's a part of her novel as well. On the first day of high school, Charlie meets Will, her former best friend who had moved away. Now he's back, looking a lot cuter. And even though he's only in ninth grade, he's a member of the school's varsity lacrosse team, playing with older boys. When some of his teammates start bullying him, Charlie tries to get him to report it, but he refuses. Wiseman says that's not unusual. The fear of embarrassment and pressure from peers and even parents often prevent boys from admitting they're being bullied.
When you have a freshman boy who's really good at some kind of sport, lacrosse, soccer, football, whatever, the parents are just totally excited. But putting a ninth grade boy with a group of 11th and 12th grade boys has a lot of pressure. And I'm not just talking athletic pressure, it's a lot of social pressure. And that's such a ripe situation for abuse of power. But the ninth grade boys don't want to tell their parents, won't come forward and talk about it. And that's the other thing I wanted to talk about in this book.
Will's behavior and Charlie's reluctance to get involved when her friends were making fun of Nitty are two of many situations in Girls, Boys, and Other Hazardous Materials that Wiseman says reflect the reality about bullying.
I didn't want it to be too preachy. But bullying, if you take away that word, it's really about the way that people are bigoted towards each other, discriminatory against each other, from the countries that they come from, the religions that they are, the color of their skin. And I wanted to talk about that in real ways.
Wiseman says, although bullying is unfortunately often part of the high school and middle school experience, it can be stopped. One way to do that is to teach kids what she calls social competency.
We have children who are growing up who need to be taught competencies of knowing how to handle when they are in a social situation that makes them uncomfortable, holding yourself accountable for what you've done to take advantage of someone else. So I believe that parents have to not only teach their values, but they also have to teach how you speak and do when you see social injustice. And that schools have to do this as well with parents, because if they don't, it literally does impact the academic performance of the kids.
Rosalind Wiseman says she hopes young readers will find Girls, Boys, and Other Hazardous Materials interesting, funny, and useful as well, prompting more discussions about bullying and how to stand up to it and stop it. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.